It doesn't matter if you're paranoid. It matters if you're paranoid enough.
Hello.
Blythe. Charlie. Can you meet me for lunch today?
Love to, Charles. Where?
It's Thursday. How about Dawn's Pharmacy for baked potatoes?
High noon?
No. Noon 30. The young and the restless, you know.
Sorry, I forgot. Noon 30 it is. Looking forward to it. Anyone else coming?
Nope.
See you there. Damn it. The lunch code and it's only us. Hard to say what Charlie stumbled on. Could it be Suki's army? I haven't had time to process that piece of information. Thinking it's time to bring Marge in. Maybe Marge can figure out the Morris situation. Too many questions. Time to go to the mattress.
Over here, Blythe.
Hey, Charlie, good to see you. Great table. Have you ordered?
No, I waited for you. I always have the same thing, so I've been checking out my options.
I'm sticking to my regular. No reason to mess with success.
You ladies make a decision.
I'll take half with sour cream, green onions, cheddar cheese, bacon bits, a lot of butter, and a Coke.
And you?
Okay, butter, diced ham, broccoli, cheddar cheese, sour cream, and sprinkle some jalapenos over that mound of deliciousness.
Sounds good. Anything to drink?
Just water.
What's this about, Charlie?
Oh, man. Blythe, I don't want to do this. I really don't. There's nothing I can do.
Come on, Charles, spit it out. Is this about Suki?
Suki? No. What are you talking about? This is about Maxine.
Max? What are you talking about?
Look, Blythe. You know, I scan everywhere I go. I learned in grad school. It doesn't matter if you're paranoid. It matters if you're paranoid enough.
And?
And our get-togethers are no exception.
And?
And, oh rats, this is really hard.
And? Go on.
And? I'm really sorry, Blythe, but Max has been wearing a wire at our last two get-togethers.
Are you saying Max is a mole? A snitch?
Yeah, pretty much.
Charlie, Max is my best friend. I've trusted her like my sidekick, the Lone Ranger and Tonto. How can this be? Could you be wrong?
I wish I could. But the good news is, I also always have a scrambler on me. So when I discovered the wire, I turned on the scrambler, so whoever was listening got nothing.
They didn't hear our quilting gathering. They don't know Suki oft Mari?
No. They got nothing. Nothing at all. What are you going to do, Blythe?
I'm going to get drunk and think about how we got in this mess. No reason to get Holly and Carrie involved just yet anyway, but I do need to bring in Suki. You just stay close to Holly and home. Nice boot, by the way. Must be good to be able to move around.
Yeah, it makes a lot of difference. So will you please keep me in the loop? I just feel horrible about this, Blythe. I really do.
You may have just saved all our hides, Charlie. I promise I will keep you 100% in the loop. What I need for you to do is continue being Super Sleuth. Keep your gear turned on. I'm contacting Suki to meet me at Quench. Meet us there, but give me a half an hour.
I'm on it. I'm sorry, Blythe. I know this really hurts. You guys are tight.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hello?
Hey, Sookster, any chance you can have a late lunch today?
Lunch?
Yes, meet me at Quench in Port Townsend.
How soon?
As soon as you can get here. I'm headed to About Time. I love that place. Text me when you're close.
Chica and I are on the way.
Oh, good afternoon, ladies. Are you having a late lunch? No? Just drinks. Oh, okay, yes, right this way.
Something private, please. Perfect. Two watermelon martinis. My friend will be here shortly. She has a cute little therapy dog. You'll recognize her right away.
Yearbook and a picture.
You scared me to death with this lunch code. What the hell is going on?
Charlie discovered that Maxine has worn a wire to our last two gatherings.
Quilcene?
Yeah, but the ever-efficient Charlie had a scrambler, so nobody got anything.
Do we know who is on the other end?
Charlie's working on it.
I'm sorry, Blythe, but you know what you have to do. I can help with that if you like.
I'm not there yet. We don't know what's going down, and I love Max. She and I've been to the good, the bad, and the ugly. I just can't take her down until I know what and why.
Enough said. I'll work with you as long as I can.
Oh, good. There's Charlie. Over here, Charlie.
Hey, Suki. Blythe fill you in?
Yes, Charles. Very, very nice work. Don't know where we'd be without you. So, what's your take?
I don't know. I'm a student. Fraud in this whole situation. Now, Maxine's our friend. It just feels like there's more to this. Like, someone else is the target.
Jimmy.
It's got to be Jimmy.
Jimmy? Her husband? The guy raises goats? Seriously.
Jimmy's always been the weak link.
You want me to look into this dude?
Yeah. Blythe, fill Charles in on what we know about Jimmy. Charles, follow up and dig deep. Maybe it's Jimmy who has to go. I never liked that bozo anyway. In the meantime, let's protect Max at all costs, at least until we come up with the truth.
Hey, thanks, you guys. You know how much she means to me. In the meantime, what's going on with you and Holly, Charlie?
She's doing very well, thank you very much. She's been studying to take her GED.
You helping her with that?
Yeah, the kid's smart. Like IQ smart. She has an uncanny way of figuring things out. She reminds me of me.
You got a plan?
Of course. Once she gets her GED, I'll set her up with a new ID. We'll figure out where her aptitude takes us.
What if she wants to be a welder?
Well, I know a world-class welder in Port Townsend. If that's what she wants, I'll ring up Dave. It's a done deal. As long as she's happy, and Dave Fletcher's the best.
Well, I thought you hated Holly.
So did I.
You guys going to the Hammer Festival this weekend?
Officer Honey and I are thinking about it. You?
Oh, it's Lenny's favorite. And Chica has a new outfit.
Maybe. What about Maxine and Jimmy?
Yeah. Although, Maxine is not a fan of gray food. She's got a deadly allergy. I gotta run. Be in touch if anything suspicious pops up. And Charlie, keep a close eye on Max. I don't want anything going down with her unless there's no other choices.
Yeah, I'm on it. Crazy way to use my PhD. But it's kind of fun. I may have found my calling.
Well, at least you're in the right place at the right time. See you in Hama Hama.
Yes, it sounds like a good time to introduce Lenny to Officer Honey. Does he play golf?
That thought is even too strange for me. Gotta go. Taking Holly to the Marine Science Center for a science lesson.
Well, that thought is even too strange for me. But whatever. You girls have a good time. I love to feed the starfish. See you all in Hama Hama.
Hello?
Hey, Max. Want to go to the festival in Hama Hama? We could meet at the cabin and then all head out to the best party on the Hood Canal. I'm bringing Officer Honey, so you know we'll all be safe.
Except for the good officer. You're a man-eater at heart.
Well, there's that. Still, it could be a good time. Talk to Jimmy and we'll see you at the cabin for drinks. Or just show up at the event.
Sounds good. See you then.
Yeah?
Charlie, I just spoke with Max. Told her to show up and bring Jimmy. Stick as close to those two as you can. Suki and I'll be your eyes.
Well, what about Holly?
She needs a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, I can't do anything about that today. I guess I'll just let her roam. See you at the cabin.
Looks like everybody's here. Wine on the deck, and we'll head to Hama Hama.
Hey, Blythe, nice digs you got here. Maybe you and I can test drive that hot tub sometime.
Yeah, come over here, Jimbo. If you ever come on to me like that again, you can kiss your fingernails goodbye. Are we on the same page now?
You don't have to get your nose out of joint. I was just kidding.
Well, I wasn't. Okay, everybody, let's get this show on the road. Say, Charles, why don't you and Holly carpool with Max and Jimmy?
How come?
Just thinking about the parking issue.
Oh, yeah? That's really smart, Blythe.
Oh, my God. Okay, Charlie and Holly, I'll hop in with Suki and Lenny. That saves 3 parking places. That's math, Jimmy. Okay, everybody, see you at the festival.
You know, I've never met Jimmy before. I can't see why Maxine seems to really love the guy, but...
Yeah, but that was pretty strange. I'm sure that's not something I want to repeat.
You mean you don't want to play golf with him?
Hey, I'm pretty sure you could beat him.
As 3 cars converge on the unsuspecting Oyster Festival in Hamahama, all criminals, meaning everyone in one way or the other, except for Officer Honey, and we're not so sure about him, are focused on one thing, personal survival. The women are committed to saving Maxine, although the burning question of where Maxine's loyalties lie, nobody knows just yet, or if today she is wearing a wire. Then, of course, there is the little matter of what she is doing with an idiot like Jimmy, who is obviously up to something while not playing with a full deck. If it's not one thing, it's another, in Port Ludlow. The Port Ludlow Project was created, written, and directed by Susan Solly, produced and edited by Taylor Clark, and narrated by Zach Neesmith. The cast includes Kristen Wolfram, Michelle Stay, Aaron Lamb, Amanda Stewart-Zamora, Catherine McNabb, Taylor Clark, Chris Bricker, Zach Neesmith, and Susan Solly. All actors are called upon at various times to create minor fill-in characters. The part of Chica is played by Peanut. Go to kptz.org to stream the Port Ludlow Project.
I'm lost in a stack without my dragon.